speaking to reporters yesterday in Juba on behalf of a dozen SPLM-IO lawmakers, Yolanda Awel-Deng, who represents Warap State in the South Sudan National Legislative Assembly, says SPLM-IO lawmakers decided on Saturday to speak out against Governor Aliu's threats, intimidation and harassment tactics. Deng alleges that last Thursday, Governor Aliu, dressed in full military attire, launched a military exercise with heavily armored vehicles in the streets of Kwajoke town and then officiated a swearing-in ceremony for new cabinet members at a Council of Ministers meeting where he publicly threatened SPLM-IO officials.
He harassed and intimidated one of the cabinet ministers in the meeting in front of everyone, mistaking him for being SPLM-IO member. Two, asked the SPLM-IO party members in the hall to stand up, which was done. Three, accused the SPLM-IO party members as the one causing chaos in the state. Four, accused the SPLM-IO for lack of cooperation with him, which is the governor. Five, threatened to kill SPLM-IO constitutional post holders. And six, finally declared war against SPLM-IO party.
SPLM-IO officials are calling on Governor Aliu and other state officials to stop threatening SPLM-IO constitutional post holders and allow them to freely exercise their political rights.
If no change in the situation, our members will withdraw from the state or request protection by the enemies. Two, we demand for opening of political and civic space for all parties members in the state. Three, depoliticization of civil service, chiefs, PIAM administrators, and ensuring that those holding such position be nonpartisan. And four, call upon security organs to continue to be neutral and nonpartisan.
SPLM-IO official Niel Ball, who attended the news conference, says Aliu has not only threatened SPLM-IO members but has created fear across Warap State. Ball also accused Governor Aliu of carrying out extrajudicial killings as his way of addressing injustices in the state.
Since last week, the governor has been in a military uniform. And as indicated here, most of the people he have killed were not tried by any judiciary or any legal organ in the state. So people are under the influence of fear. Some ministers are even in Juba here. He brought them without framing the charges. So not I alone, but most of the people are under that situation.
Warap State Cabinet Minister Santino Dingwek calls the allegations against the Aliu fabricated.
If you come to Kwajoke today, if you check on your sources in Kwajoke, members of SPLM-IO in the state government are working together with us. They are mixing up easily with us. Nobody is arrested. Nobody is tortured. Nobody has run out of the state because of any fear of being arrested or of being threatened.
Wek denied accusations that Governor Aliu ordered extrajudicial killings in the state.
We are not really aware of any extrajudicial killing taking place. You have members of the South Sudan judiciary in the state, you have the high courts, you have the county judges. You can check with them because they are the ones that follow on such issues. You have rights groups in the state.
In July this year, the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, released a statement of concern on what it called ongoing extrajudicial killings in Warap and Lex states. The statement called on Warap, Lex states, and national authorities to put an end to extrajudicial executions following the killing of dozens of people in both states accused of criminal activity. UNMISS said its human rights division had documented at least 14 incidents of extrajudicial killings in Warap State, resulting in the executions of 29 males, including boys and elderly men. It said the victims were allegedly removed from prison or police custody and brought before local officials for sentencing. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.